Momentum Bank Ballpark is now cash flow. They accept credit cards and or gift cards to cash and stand and to the gift store. They purchase gift cards at the information station to have a section 13. Great fans, if at some point during the game you are taking the medical assistance, like the urgent care of your safety, located on the concourse, also behind section 13. And you have your scorecards now as we announce the starting lineups brought to you by VIP Sports Getaway. First for the visiting Tulsa Drillers. Leading off for the Drillers, the second baseman number 9, Austin Gauthier. Batting second, the center fielder number 55, Jose Ramos. Adding third, the shortstop number 16, Eddie Sujonar. Adding fourth, the designated hitter number 30, Ethan Alvarez. Adding fifth, the right fielder number 18, starting lineup for your Midland Rockhounds. Leading off for the Rockhounds, the second baseman, number 9, Cooper Bowman. Batting second, the shortstop, number 3, Matt Muncy. Batting third, the center fielder, number 29, Denzel Clark. Batting fourth, the designated hitter, number 22, adding fifth, the catcher, number 33, Shane McGuire. Adding sixth, the first baseman, number 12, Jack Winkler. Adding seventh, the right fielder, number 10, Kaden Sprinkle. Adding eighth, the left fielder, number 5, Saeed Valenzuela. Batting ninth, the third baseman, number 6, Drew Swift. And taking the mound today for your Rockhounds, number 17, Jack Cushing.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Empire Sports Daily Game, brought to you by Tom Lee Control. Behind the home plate today, Mickey Smith. First base umpire, Alex Martin. And third base umpire, Stephen Rios, Jr. From the White House Pictures Center to the 99-mile crowd for faster on the NCS Home State 6-speed display. And the band of Texas Tom Lee gets a free soda at the Hot Corner concession for 5 minutes. And check out the scientific drone band on the outfield bird with the White House Player Pictures Center to try on the fly. This is for lucky fans to win $1,000. If the White House Player hits a home run anywhere else on the time, lucky section 14, you know, there's 3 points for 5 minutes.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Sunday afternoon, Texas League Baseball, finale of a quick three-game set between the Rock Hounds and the Tulsa Drillers. And the two teams have split the first two games of this set, so we've got a rubber game here, the rubber match of this very quick three-game Texas League series. There are times in any sport, in any athletic endeavor, when all you can do is just tip your cap to the other guy and say, job well done. The Rockhounds pitched very well last night, allowed just 2 runs in the ballgame, in fact, but the Drillers, simply put, pitched a little bit better. A shutout, the 9th of the season for the Drillers. By the way, that is high in the Texas League. It leads all of Double A, the 9 shutouts, and is tied for 2nd in all of minor league baseball. And to tell you how hot they were to start the season, that is the first shutout for Tulsa in almost precisely 1 month. June 16th was the last one, and last night, July 15th. But this team has been the best pitching team in the league virtually from the get-go in 2023. And this afternoon, I should say, the Rockhounds will see for the 3rd consecutive game a top 11 prospect in the Los Angeles Dodgers organization. They're pretty good, aren't they? River Ryan goes to the mound this afternoon against a very young, in terms of AA experience, very, very young Rockhounds team. Jack Cushing gets the baseball for the Rockhounds on a sunny Sunday afternoon. Hounds have taken the diamond, so we're sneaking up on first pitch, and right now we'll take you downstairs for the play of the Star Spangled Banner.
Thank you.
with the sunshine this afternoon, about 90 or so degrees. We might flirt with 100 before everything is said and done. But again, these two teams will play an afternoon ball game. Tulsa will get on the road. They are actually on the midst of and the start of a 9-game road trip. They'll be at Springdale, Arkansas against Northwest Arkansas beginning next Tuesday. Hounds will board the bus after this ball game and head for the beach, Corpus Christi, Texas. And it'll be the Hounds and the Hooks at Whataburger Field on Tuesday, opening a 6-game set. Jack Cushing has baseball in hand, so we are just about set to go. We'll set all the conditions for you and play some Sunday afternoon baseball. Kick back, relax, my friends. We'll take you out to the ball game. The Rockhounds and the Drillers are coming up next.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
As the throw goes through to second base after Jack Cushing's warm-up toss is completed, we have just touched at 90 degrees. Breeze is just a tinge less than we've had, but not very much. 13 miles an hour, and it's blowing right to left and a little bit inward. But, again, not quite the factor that it has been in the first two games of this series. Austin Gauthier, for the third consecutive game, will lead things off for the Drillers. Sunday afternoon, Texas League Baseball. Here's Jack Cushing, here's Austin Gauthier, and here's the first pitch of our game. And it's a strike at the knees on the outside corner, and we are underway. Boy, bright sunshine and field absolutely basking with a little bit of breeze, as mentioned. Right-handed hitter stands in. Cushing's pitch lifted in the air to right field. Drifting back with room, boy, that wind playing a little havoc. And Caden Trankel is getting used to West Texas. He makes the catch on that one. Had a little nifty little adjustment with that ball in midair off the bat of Gauthier. But Caden hauls it in for the out. Fly ball out to right. One man down for Jose Ramos. Center fielder batting in the two spot. Edis Leonard, the shortstop, is on deck. Leonard batting third in the Drillers' order, shaking things up a little bit this afternoon. First pitch strike from Cushing on the outside half of the plate. Emanuel Vargas is the designated hitter. He'll bat cleanup. Vargas is the DH batting in the cleanup spot. The 0-1 stretch, Ramos waits, swings in a chopper toward third. That is a fair ball handled by Drew Swift on the line. Throw to first, and Ramos is out. And that ball hit, boy, right almost on the bag. Drew Swift there to make the play. So two up, two down. And the batter will be Edis Leonard, the shortstop. Mentioned Vargas on deck. Yusniel Diaz, the right fielder, will bat fifth. Diaz is in right. Diego Cartaya, young catcher, will bat sixth. Cartaya behind the plate, batting in the sixth spot. Cushing's pitch, down and away this time from Jack. 1-0 to Leonard, right-handed hitting shortstop. Get to the bottom third of the order in the Drillers lineup. Leonard crowds the plate a little bit, swings and slices this one out of play, 1-1. Brandon Lewis in first base, batting seventh. Lewis is the first baseman. Cody Hosey batting eighth at third base. Hosey, the third baseman. And Ismael Alcantara batting ninth in left field. Alcantara in left rounds at after Tulsa. Backup pitch is bounced foul over toward the third base, the visiting dugout, 1-2. So Gauthier, Ramos, and Leonard up top. Vargas, Diaz, and Cartaya in the middle of the Tulsa order. And Lewis, Hosey, and Alcantara will round it out against Jack Cushing. Right-hander looks in for the sign. Big, deep breath from Jack. Now he goes into the motion. And the 1-2 pitch to Leonard. Swing and a miss, and he got him. And a fastball away at 93. Elevator just a little bit. And Leonard out on strikes. And Jack Cushing kind of picks up where both clubs left off last night. It's himself a 1-2-3, top of the first. The worst finds baseball, old-fashioned style. Don't know who invented baseball, but we'll call it Abner Doubleday style on a sunny Sunday afternoon after happening a play. College Car Wash score this game, Tulsa nothing, and against talented right-hander River Ryan, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Bottom half of the first inning, River Ryan to the mound. His warm-up tosses continue. And here's the lineup he'll face for the Rockhounds today. Cooper Bowman leads it off. He'll be at second base in this game. Cooper, who will be at the top of the order more often than not. Second baseman will lead it off. Max Muncy moves to the two spot in the order for Bobby Crosby's team today. Max Muncy, the shortstop, batting number two. Denzel Clark back in the lineup. He's in center field batting third. Denzel in center. Lazaro Armenteros will be the cleanup batter and the designated hitter. Lazaro Armenteros batting fourth, the DH. Here's Cooper Bowman now facing River Ryan. Right-hander into the motion. Big leg kick delivery on the outside corner. Called strike. Fired that thing at 96 miles an hour, 0-1. Cooper at 250. Bumped that average up upon return from the injured list. Takes up and in this time, one ball and one strike. Had a huge series in Frisco. Played last weekend, so just back now for about 10 days after spending almost 2 months sidelined. Here's the 1-1. Swung on a pop foul, straight back, out of play, 1-2. Shane McGuire batting fifth. He's the catcher. Shane behind the dish batting fifth. Jack Winkler will be the first baseman. He'll bat sixth. Winkler at first base. Jack in the sixth spot. Caden Trinkle in right field batting seventh. Caden Trinkle in right. Pitch ground ball third base, and it's handling a long hop by Hosey. The throw a little low, but backhanded in plenty of time by Brandon Lewis. Cooper Bowman bounces out to third base, one away, and here's Max. Saheed Valenzuela gets his first appearance of this series. He's in left field batting eighth. Saheed is in left. And Drew Swift will bat ninth. He's the third baseman. Drew Swift batting ninth at third. Max Muncy, his third game. Again, an eventful Friday. And the entire organization really pitched down and away to ball one to Max. 1-for-5. RBI, and that came on his first at-bat at the AA level. Sent a sharp ground ball up middle, drove in a run. Takes and turned into that a little bit. Don't think he went. Nope, up high, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Bowman, Muncy, and Clark up top. Armenteros, McGuire, and Winkler in the middle of the order. Trinkle, Valenzuela, and Swift rounded out. 2-0 from River Ryan, swung on and fouled away by Max. Count goes two balls and a strike. Well, we'll touch on it a little bit today and over the course of the upcoming series in Corpus Christi, but I was visiting with Bobby Crosby today, and the very same take. In terms of AA experience, this club is maybe the youngest that I've seen in what, three decades here. Ground ball to the left side of the infield, handled by Leonard. His throw to first in plenty of time, and Muncy bounces out to his opposite number. So two down here in the first inning. Here's Denzel Clark. Denzel apparently was under the weather yesterday. That's why he was out of the lineup. And again, with 11 home runs and 40 driven in, he's certainly a key piece to this offense now with the promotions of Messrs. Harris, Hernes, and who am I forgetting? Well, how do you forget Lawrence Butler? Called strike on the outside corner to Denzel, and it's 0-1. Really, really solid first AA season for Denzel. 270 with 11 home runs and 40 driven in. The 0-1 pitch swung on and sliced foul, and a quick 0-2 count from River Ryan, making his 17th appearance, 15th as a starter. Boy, his numbers are absolutely terrific. Tulsa pitching staff, and the team ERA bumped up a little bit at the end of the first half, but they've had the best team earned run average in the league basically since opening day. Of course, Emmett Sheehan was part of this staff to start the season. Now he's pitching in Tinseltown. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That's way up high. 97 with a fastball. But River Ryan has given up 43 hits in 63 innings. He's walked 31. That's a little high, I guess. And 67 strikeouts. Right-hander with a pitch and a backup delivery is bounced foul. It's 1-2 to Denzel. Bases empty, two down. Scoreless here in the bottom of the first. But you look at those two key numbers, the whip, 1.17, and opposition hitting under 200 against River, just 195. Those are some pretty good numbers. Pitch swung onto the ball, hit in the air to right center field. On the move is Ramos, and he will glove it for the out. Balled in into right center field, and the inning will come to an end. So both teams go up and down in order. And again, that's what we saw a lot of, or at least a lot of goose eggs, in last night's ball game. So after one, our Village Car Wash score of the ball game, Rock Hounds nothing, and the Tulsa Drillers nothing.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Top of the second inning, no score, and Ivanal Vargas will lead it off for Tulsa. Left-handed hitter stands in, facing Jack Cushing. And with a big, deep breath, he fires the first pitch and bends one over the heart of the plate for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Ivanal Vargas, Yusniel Diaz, and Diego Cartaya, the trio here, middle third of the order. 0-1 pitch by Jack, just off the outside corner, one ball and one strike. Vargas at 259, drove in his 51st run of the season last night. That ties him to the team lead. Swing in a foul back, it's 1-2. And both he and Jose Ramos among the league leaders in that category. They are, in fact, tied for sixth in the Texas League. Good run production, boy, 102 ribbies between them. Evenly divided, swing in a foul back, count stays 1-2. Jack Cushing making his 15th appearance, 14th as a starter. 3-3, 5.75 earned run average. Jack, though very capable at this level, had a terrific 2022 season. Pitch way up high for a ball here, and it's 2-2. You mentioned he made one relief appearance. That was his first game with the team this season. Upon arrival, he'd opened the season in Las Vegas. Here's the pitch swung on it. Boy, that is belted to right field. That is high deep, but that is not coming back anytime soon. Vargas way gone. Solo home run to right field, and boy, that cleared the bullpen and cleared a whole bunch more. And just that quickly, this game is scoreless no longer. That is home run number 12 and RBI number 52 for Ivanal Vargas, and man, he tattooed that one. So the Drillers on top, 1-0. Vargas again, a dozen home runs and 52 ribbies on the year with that swing. Boy, that is one of those, and just something about baseball that every once in a while, you know it, the minute that ball leaves the bat. Here's Neil Diaz, takes up and away for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. And for Jack, that has been one of the numbers that is different from a year ago. That's the 14th home run he has allowed. Pitcher called strike on the outside edge to Diaz, right-hand hitting right fielder at 226. 5 homers and 20 driven in. 1-0 Tulsa here on the top of the second. Jack with a pitch, and that's down and away for a ball. The count goes 2-1 to Diaz, so Cartaya and Brandon Lewis will follow here in the second. What wind there is, again, it's enough to fully unfurl the flags, and it's foul pole today, right to left. Pitch a strike at the knees on the outside edge, and the count squares at 2-2. It was much more inward last evening, but it's really right to left, and that means Vargas hit the ball right into that wind. Swing and a roll at a shortstop. Max Muncy is there. And the throw a little high, and they're going to pull him off the bag. So only Max with a throwing error, and that'll put a man on base. So E6 on Max Muncy. And, you know, that is something in this ballpark and in West Texas. Max, who makes the error there, is an exceptionally good defensive shortstop. The wind going right to left means the shortstop is throwing into the wind across the diamond, and it is strong enough most games here in West Texas is the wind that it will affect the throw, and that really sailed a little on Max. Here's Diego Cartaya. He takes a breaking pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. You don't think of it all that often. I know I never did until coming here 482 years ago, if that's an estimate. But, yeah, the wind definitely can affect throws across the diamond. Pitch to the corner. That's called strike two. So Jack comes back with two very good pitches to Cartaya. Quick 0-2 count to the Tulsa catcher. Diego at 196. Only 21 years of age. So that factors in. The average, I'm sure, is a concern for the Dodgers. A swing and a foul back, and it's 0-2. But West Texas wind, just to finish the thought, West Texas wind is enough not only to affect safe fly balls and pop-ups, and of course they can be a true adventure, but yep, you don't think about it that often. Throws across the diamond and even to the plate from the mound. Runner goes, pitch is swung on, fouled straight back. So still 0-2 to Cartaya. Diaz, who doesn't run much or hasn't in 45 games, Yusniel does not have a stolen base attempt, but he was running on the pitch. One run in on the solo home run, one on the error, nobody down in the second inning. Drew Swift, the third baseman, almost no doubles type of defense here against Cartaya. Diego, right-handed hitter, swings and sends a high fly ball to left field, not overly deep, drifting in plenty of room for Saeed Valenzuela, and he will glove it. Fly ball straight away left field on the 0-2 pitch. First out of the inning, and that will bring up Brandon Lewis. Brandon at 195, 6 home runs and 25 driven in. For Jack Cushing, 67 and a third innings coming in, 77 hits allowed coming in. And again, that's a 14th home run he's allowed. Doesn't walk many batters, 16 walks against 59 strikeouts coming in. Swinging a foul straight back and it's 0-1, so about a close enough to a 4-1 ratio. Right-handed hitter with a stance slightly open is Brandon Lewis. Cushing set. Pitch to the corner goes down and away. Ball one, 1-1, 1-1. We, in this three-game set, Rockhounds against right-handed hitters have really played the third baseman in this game. It is Drew Swift really shading the line. That is as close to no doubles as you see during a game. Turn toss over to first base. No doubles, of course, usually not reserved, but usually you see late in the game protective situations. But I'm guessing that's just the iPad that says Brandon Lewis is going to pull the baseball. One on and one man down, pitch from Cushing, and that ball lofted high and foul out of play, and it's 1-2 strikes. Outfield, meanwhile, pretty well straight away, shading a little bit to the pole side is center fielder Denzel Clark. Wind is enough that in right field, Caden Trinkle is playing inward somewhat. That'll tell you the wind is a factor. Pitch up and away, ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Can't say there isn't a cloud in the sky, but not many. Just way off on the horizon. Basically a dome of blue here this afternoon at Momentum Bank Ballpark. 2-2 set by Cushing. Pitch is down and away, ball three. Well, Diaz was running on the first 0-2 pitch to Cartaya. He has not run since, and again, does not have a stolen base attempt on the season, but let's see if he's going on 3-2. Cushing set. Lewis, upright stance, waggles that bat a bit. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on a miss, thrown from his knees. Shane McGuire, and catch, and nope, tag can't get him, so Yusniel Diaz is perfect on the base paths. Brandon Lewis is out on strikes. Two down in the inning, but a stolen base for Diaz on his first attempt of the year. Second strikeout for Jack Cushing. Two away for Cody Hosey. Right-handed hitter. He's the third baseman. Cody at 250 with four home runs and 18 driven in. Knees flexed in an upright stance. Takes a strike right down the middle of 1-1. No balls and a strike. Emanuel Vargas starting this inning with a tremendous home run out of here. So 1-0 Tulsa with a runner in scoring position and two men down. Diaz, pretty good leadoff. Well, he's stolen a base, and now he's getting active with a base pass down and away for a ball, 1-1. Gotta love that. Yusniel did not have, as mentioned, a stolen base or an attempt on the season. He swiped second base, and now he's doing his disco dance number off second base. Feeling good on the base paths. Here's a stretching pitch by Cushing down and in, and that's ball two. Two balls and one strike to Cody Hosey. Ismael Alcantara, the number nine hitter on deck. Drillers wearing the Dodger blue jerseys with the Dodger-like script with drillers across the chest. Have those signature red TV numbers on the front of the jersey. Love that. Pitch to the corner is a strike on the outside edge, and the count goes 2-2. White numerals on the back of those jerseys and the gray baseball pants. Hounds wearing classic home whites this afternoon, trimmed to the dark blue and dark orange. 2-2 to Cody Hosey, right-hand hitting third baseman. Stretch and pitch by Cushing, fouled away. There's still a 2-2 count. Hosey stands back in, that back foot planted right on the back line of the right-hand batter's box. He sets up. Hands rocking that bat about shoulder high. Breaking pitch. Popped foul out of play. We'll do it again on two balls and two strikes. Mentioned the teams have split this series. Tulsa will win the season series between the two clubs. They took four out of six here to open the home season for the Hounds. Stretch by Cushing. The lookout at second base. He delivers. And this one fouled back again. Kidding about this with can't remember which of my colleagues across the league. But I said I'm filing a petition with the Texas League complaining that the Hounds do not get a chance to go to One Oak Field this season. Always look forward to that series, to visit to Tulsa, but not on the schedule this year. That just ain't right. Pardon the grammar, Miss Hilburn. 2-2 pitch, ground ball, third base. Drew Swift makes the play, belt high, throws across the diamond and got him. So the inning is over. It's one run on one base hit, one error, and one man left on base. With that home run by Vargas, that was the real deal. So the Drillers out on top. We go to the bottom half of the second inning. Our broadcast is brought to you away by Village Car Wash, and after one and a half, the Drillers on top, 1-0.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's all. all American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
It's also one in the Rockhounds nothing as we go to the last half of inning number two, middle third of the order. Lázaro Armenteros will lead it off. Shane McGuire and Jack Winkler will follow. Jack Winkler and Caden Trinkle batting sixth and seventh in the order. And two of the newcomers on this club, Max Muncy, shortstop in the two spot in this ballgame. We saw Tyler Baum last evening out of the bullpen. When you look at the lineup card, basically one-third changing as of Friday. This becomes a very young team. Here's Lázaro now to lead it off, and River Ryan fires over the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. River, the number 11 prospect in the Dodgers chain, according to MLB.com, and I think Baseball America pretty well agrees, delivers up and away for a ball, one ball and one strike. 24-year-old, originally with the Padres. One ball, one strike pitch. Just off the outside edge, 2-1. Acquired by the Dodgers in a trade for a guy who was just tremendous with the Drillers, Matt Beaty. Trade was last March, 2022. Ground ball, left side, shortstop. It's going to be a long play for Leonard. His throw is in time. Really good play by Eddie Leonard. Shortstop went into the hole. Boy, tell me he didn't have some momentum going. Eddie's made that throw on the run across the body, got Armenteros, and by the time he put on the brakes, he was on the track past third base going over toward the stands. That is a really, really good play by Leonard. Lázaro runs pretty well, but Leonard got him cleanly. Here's Shane McGuire. Takes over the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. Shane is now the second leading graybeard on this team in terms of double-A games played. It's down low for a ball. It's 1-1. I'm doing some paperwork on that on the upcoming road trip when a little bit more time to do such things. But Denzel Clark has played in 59 games and Shane in 58 coming into this one. And that's as much experience as any Hound player has, and more than most. Ground ball sharply hit at first, but handled nicely by Brandon Lewis. He'll get to the bag himself. So two up, two down for River Ryan. The boy's gotten some nice help, especially from the shortstop. But that was a nice play at first as well by Lewis on a sharply hit ball. Two down for Jack Winkler. And in terms of double-A experience, this is game number two. Jack 0 for 3. In yesterday's contest, bright yellow batting gloves on both hands, and he takes down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. One of the numbers that jumps out at you off the stat sheet from Lansing, he can run a little bit. Jack, 19 steals, caught only three times. Pitch high for a ball, 2-0, as is the case with so many guys now. Can play pretty well anywhere in the infield. He's at first base in this one. Right-handed hitter waits. Nobody on, two out. Ryan's pitch swung on, lifted in the air right field. With room, Diaz drifting toward the line, but he's got it in his sights, and he hauls it in. So, again, boy, the Rockhounds, this ball club seeing some very good pitching, and River Ryan six up, six down to start this ball game. So to the top half of the third we go, and our Village Car Wash score on that solo home run by Ethan Vargas is Tulsa 1, Rockhounds nothing.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. Nobody expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Nine, one, and two in the Tulsa order. To the top half of the third inning we go. Ismael Alcantara will lead it off. Right-handed hitter, he's the number nine batter in the order, facing Jack Cushing. 1-0 Drillers. Alcantara takes up and in. Ball one, one ball and no strikes. Ismael playing in just his 12th game since joining Tulsa. 243 with no home runs, four driven across in limited duty. Pitch to the outside corner, just got there. Called strike from Cushing. One ball and one strike. Drillers 47-36 overall. Swing a line drive, left side base hit. Alcantara with a sharp line drive to left field. Valenzuela will make that play. Throws to cutoff man Max Muncy, but it's one on, nobody down. Second base hit of the game for the Drillers. And to the top of the order now. And here is Austin Gauthier. Flew out to right field to start this game. Right-handed hitter, as tall and solid that is, 275 batting average. Very upright in the right-hand box. Brings those hands up a little bit as he gets set. Cushing from the stretch, and the pitch swung on and missed. Fastball with some good run on it. 0-1 the count. Second half, Tulsa 6-8. North Division will be watching, of course, from a distance for the most part. Pitch to the corner just outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. And there are nine series, 9 weeks remaining as of Tuesday when play resumes. There will be 54 games remaining on the schedule. Rockhounds have two North Division opponents remaining. Arkansas is one of them, and those Travelers have been really good. 1-1 pitch is a swing and... the ball got away, so down to second base goes Alcantara, and we'll see what that'll be called. I don't know. That's interesting. Going to be a wild pitch. That's interesting. Okay, we'll call it a wild pitch. Down to second goes Alcantara. I think the count is 1-2. Maybe he did not go. I've got 1-2. Runner in scoring position, and Gauthier the batter. Long set by Cushing, couple of looks at second, delivers and finds the outside corner for a called third strike. Right back with a whiff, his third. And one man down, runner in scoring position for Jose Ramos. Mention the Arkansas Travelers, and boy, they are simply put the best team in the league right now. They are. Tulsa has the second best record overall in the Texas League, and Arkansas is 7.5 games better now. Those teams are almost tied down the stretch in the first half. Line drive, center field. Denzel on the move, and oh, he can't make the play, and the ball got by him. That is going to roll all the way to the track in center field. Around second on his way to third is Ramos, and now he slips, has to come back to the bag, and they're going to get him in a rundown. Crazy play. Run will score. RBI, double for Ramos, and then he is out. As he hit the deck, rounding second and coming for third base. So it's 2-0 Tulsa. Denzel tried to make the play. The ball got under his glove. So in to score easily is Alcantara. And a check on the... I was kind of watching both runners, and all of a sudden, out of the corner of the eye, Ramos was on the deck. So an RBI double. Check swing and Eddie Leonard went. It's 0-1. So Ramos is the second out of the inning after driving in the second run of the game. Denzel maybe, and of course it's really probably unfair to say, maybe some indecision whether or not to go after that ball and try to catch it in the air. And it ended up going under his glove, backed up nicely by Sahib Valenzuela. Swinging a foul back, and the count is 0-2. Boy, that one's going to take a while to input into the computer. That's not your average, everyday, ordinary play. Double to straightaway center field. Ramos, who was about to go to third base, hit the deck, tried to scramble back to second, and he was tagged out there, gotten a little mini rundown. 0-2 pitch, low and away, 1-2. So Tulsa 2, Rockhounds nothing, bases empty, two down, and a 1-2 count to Eddie Leonard. Struck out swinging his first time. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, he's out again on strikes. But the Drillers add to the lead. Fourth strikeout for Jack Cushing. But it's a run on two base hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. To the bottom half of the third we go, and the Drillers expand the lead. Our Village Car Wash score has Tulsa on top, 2-0.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Folks at Hilliard IT Solutions, and we're talking serious stuff there, ransomware and all sorts of things. This is sinister stuff, but in this case it's sinister, but baseball sinister, so sinister with a lighter side to it. But kind of an interesting deal. An old Comiskey, well, I guess it was the new Comiskey when they built that. 1994, the Indians are playing the White Sox, and Albert Bell was a guy, of course, who always had a little controversy around him, was a tremendous power hitter. And we'll tell you the tale of his baseball bat. Caden Trinkle takes a called strike in the third inning underway. By the way, a correction on the playing that last half thing. I wondered about it. There'll be a passed ball. Not a wild pitch to Jack Cushing. Line drive in the center field. Base hit. Well, Caden Trinkle with his second base hit since joining the Hounds. And boy, that was a line shot right back up the middle. Good swing of the bat. Caden's got some pop, by the way. Again, he's going to be an interesting guy to watch. Just his third Double-A baseball game today. First base hit. First base runner for the Rockhounds. A line drive single up the middle. River Ryan sets. Sahib Valenzuela stands in. Takes a breaking pitch strike at the knees. 0-1. Sahib switch hitter. So the bat from the left side against the right-hander River Ryan. Base hits don't come easy against him. So the Hounds would love to take advantage of this. So he swings chopper right back up middle, and that is going to be handled by the shortstop, Leonard, on the grass. He didn't have any chance for a double play, so Valenzuela won't really get any credit for it, but he does move the runner up 90 feet. So runner in scoring position. Here's Drew Swift. Drew Swift in the 9 spot. And that's a valuable spot in the Bobby Crosby lineup, and Drew at 328 in 16 games. Caden Trinkle takes the leadoff second base. 2-0 Drillers. We're in the bottom half of the second inning. Pitch up and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Would imagine I'll double check, by the way, between innings, of course, but imagine that run will still be earned to Jack Cushing. Don't think there's much of any doubt the run would have scored from first base when you factor out the pass ball. Pitch down and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. But it is 2-0 Tulsa. In the last of the third inning, one man on and one man down. Ryan comes set at the belt. Long set, now to the plate. Oh, good breaking pitch, called strike. You can see that one coming a mile away, 2-1. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman on deck. Ryan, right arm at his side, has his sign, comes set at the belt, gives a look at the runner, and now a bluff move that way, but does not throw. 2-1 to count to Drew Swift. Right-hand hitter stance ever so slightly open. Drew comes set, so does Ryan. Pitch way outside, backhanded by Cartaya. Three balls and one strike to count. Ryan drafted, as mentioned, by the Padres before coming over in the trade for former Driller Matt Beattie. University of North Carolina, Pembroke. That's where the Padres found him. Pitch right down the chute, called strike 3-2. Saw Nick Frasso last night, tremendous performance. Didn't go far enough to get credit for a win, but looked very good. He was a guy the Dodgers got in the trade, and so is River Ryan. Two pretty good acquisitions, I'd say. 3-2 pitches fouled away. And the count will stay three balls and two strikes. Emmett Sheehan, who started the year with the Drillers, now in the major leagues with the Dodgers. Boy, that is a tough roster to crack. Pitchers might have a little better opportunity than position players, I would think. Just usually a little more movement, or as the staff goes, swinging a foul back. Count stays 3-2, so Swift and Ryan doing battle here with a runner in scoring position. One man down, Tulsa on top, 2-0 score. Got that rundown in the books, by the way, man. That's a lot of computer work on the double, the RBI double by Ramos. Pitch to the corner, got him, boy, and he knew it too. Gorgeous pitch, probably looking fastball, got a breaking pitch to the outside corner and absolutely froze him. Drew Swift out on strikes. Here's Cooper Bowman now. First strikeout of the game for River Ryan, man. That was just a gorgeous pitch. You know, on 3-2, you're probably looking fastball, and man, just got a breaking pitch that nailed the outside corner. One on and two men down. Cooper bounced out to third, his first time up. Ryan's pitch, same spot, outside corner with a fastball, 0-1. Boy, outfield really very shallow for Cooper. He does have some pop. He has 15 extra base hits, him on 35 overall hits as a member of the Hounds. Tempted, didn't go, turned into it a little bit, but nope, upon appeal, did not go. One ball, one strike, four home runs, 25 driven in. And, of course, speed is his stock and trade, 21 steals in 22 attempts. That's why that batting average and on-base percentage so important. Especially with the new look Hounds, if you will, pop up, and that's going to be in the middle of the infield. Hounds are going to squander a leadoff single here, and there to make the play, first baseman Brandon Lewis. So, pop out to first base, no runs on a hit. No errors, and a man left on base. We'll tell you the tale of Albert Bell's bat, and we'll give you some totals coming up in just a couple of moments. We have played three. Our broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash, and our score of the game through three has the Drillers on top, 2-0.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
And through three, Tulsa on top, by the same score by which they took last night's game, 2-0. A couple of early runs in last night's game, by the way. This is a virtual video replay. The Drillers scored single runs last night in the second and third, went on to win 2-0. They have scored single runs in the second and third. Kind of manufactured them last night. They have a monstrous home run by Imanol Vargas and an RBI double by Jose Ramos today. But again, single runs in innings 2 and 3 for the 2-0 lead. Here's the guy who knocked the ball out of the ballpark by a bunch, Vargas, and he swings at the first pitch looking for a repeat performance perhaps and bounced it foul 0-1. Tulsa 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors, 2-3-0. Rockhounds no runs, 1 hit, 1 error. Vargas' home run is 12th of the season, 52nd RBI. Puts him 6th all by himself in the league, just ahead of his teammate Ramos. Actually, no, it doesn't, because now Jose's driven one in. Called strike here and it's 0-2. So the two leading run producers for Tulsa, each adding to their totals, each now with 52 on the year. Left-handed hitter is Vargas. He waits. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Well, this time the battle is a 3-pitch whiff. 5th strikeout for Jack Cushing. And here is Yusniel Diaz. Then wrap-up of this quick 3-game set. Winner of today's game will win the series. Drillers will be on the road this coming week for a 6-game set with the Naturals at Northwest Arkansas, Springdale. It's down and away for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes to Diaz, right-handed hitter. And the Drillers will return to One Oak Field a week from Tuesday. Hounds on the road at Corpus Christi beginning Tuesday. Final visit to the beach. Line drive into right field. It'll sink and drop. No chance to get there for Caden Trinkle. And a one-out single by Diaz and an inside-out swing. Line drive base hit to right center. So this is the 4th base hit of the game for the Drillers. And Diego Cartaya to the plate. Flew out to left his first time up. Hounds will alternate, I guess we should say, road and home the rest of the way over the final 9 weeks of the season. Swing and a miss as Cartaya took a big rip. Every team will have one or two occasions where they are home for a couple of weeks in a row or on the road for a couple of weeks in a row, but only one or two such occurrences on the year, the way the schedule works. 0-1 pitch, way outside. That'll get back to the screen and well, that time, that will be a wild pitch. So down to second goes Diaz, runner in scoring position, count 1-1. Now the Hounds will be on the road next week at Corpus Christi. We were kidding today. My boss, Monty Hoppe, was checking the forecast for me, and it's 94 and 95 for highs. That's not too bad, you wouldn't think. There's a foul away, 1-2, but then again, it's Corpus Christi, so you add in about, 11 or 12 degrees on the heat index. And Corpus is one of those places, like Houston and some others, and probably that's why they invented the heat index, because, man, it's the real deal, but always enjoy that ballpark. So Hounds and the Hooks beginning Tuesday evening. 1-2 pitch, hard hit ball, but foul wide of third. And no visit to One Oak Field this season. I'm chapped. I am absolutely chapped. 1-2 to count to Cartaya, runner in scoring position with 1 man down. We're in the 4th inning. Tulsa leads it 2-0. Cushing leans in for the sidecar. Taya waits from the right side, stands slightly open, hands just about shoulder high as he waits, swings and fouls it back. I was talking with Dennis Higgins, the voice of the Drillers, my longtime friend, and we're talking about, of course, right now with Oakland, of course, the door opening for a couple of former Rockhounds just this week to make the major leagues. Dodgers, of course, are on the absolute other end of the spectrum. And for position players, Cartaya, for example, now he's very young. He's only 21, but he's the number one prospect for the Dodgers, catcher. But, boy, if you're a position player in the Dodgers minor league system, man, your path is, that's tough. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, chasing up and out of the zone. And Cartaya out on strikes.
Number six.
Six strikeouts for Jack Cushing in this ballgame. So, runner in scoring position, two down here is Brandon Lewis. No, and Denny made a really good point. The Dodgers, of course, have a whole bunch of pocket cash to spend, and they go after very high-profile players, and that can block the way for guys coming up in your system. Pitch down low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Now, I have not looked in a while, but one of our compatriots in the league did a look late in the first half, and I think each of the Dodgers' four full-season affiliates at that time, including Tulsa. Now, Tulsa finally was overtaken by Arkansas, but all four of the Dodger affiliates were in first place late in the first half. There's a swing and a miss on a backup pitch. It's 1-1. Brandon Lewis, a strikeout victim his first time. Brandon at 195 with six home runs, 25 driven in. Man, if you're trying to climb that ladder and you look at the guys ahead of you, not easy to open the door to Dodger Blue. Bouncer foul, it's one ball, two strikes. I think maybe one of the better examples would be first base. Man, you're up and coming first baseman for the Dodgers. Look at who's blocking your path. You know, it's Freddie Freeman. He's not going anywhere for a while, I don't think. One ball, two strikes to count. Pitch from Cushing. Got him. Called third strike. Lewis thought that might have been up a little bit, but a called third strike. So, boy, Jack Cushing with seven strikeouts in this ball game, and again, very similar to last night. Hounds have pitched well in this game, but the Drillers have pitched a little bit better. So we go to the bottom half of the fourth. Our Village Car Wash score of the game remains. The Tulsa Drillers 2 and the Rockhounds nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockouts. Based on 1977 to 2021, see U.S. total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Max Muncy leads it off. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning, and River Ryan delivers in it. My breaking pitch swung on and missed. Same pitch in which he got Drew Swift looking in the third inning. A swinging strike here to Max. Muncy, Clark, and Armenteros, 2-3-4 in the Rockhounds order. 2-0 Tulsa. in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch to Max. A little check swing. Ground ball to second base to his left. Gauthier makes the play and the throw. Don't think Max meant to go around on that. A little check swing ground ball to second. One up, one down. Well, it was this date, 1994. Albert Bell, and again, had some controversy surrounding him much of his career. And on this date, his bat was confiscated in the first inning of his game with the Indians at Chicago's Comiskey Park. It was suspected of being a corked bat. Now, they weren't sure. Pitched to Denzel. Turned into it. Did not go. 1-0. Flew out to center his first time to Denzel. So, if they think Albert Bell might be using a corked bat, they confiscate the bat as the umpiring crew. And the game goes on. Pitch down and in for a ball. It's 2-0 now to Denzel, right-handed hitter. Now, what they do is they placed the confiscated bat in the locker of umpire Dave Phillips, I would imagine the crew chief. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and that's looped foul that will get out of play, 2-1. So the bat is confiscated, taken out of the game. And speaking of bats, Denzel broke his on that. So the bat is put in Dave Phillips' locker for further examination. But as the game was being played, the bat, sinister, is stolen. And actually stolen and replaced with a clean bat. Yeah, Albert's bat, again, was suspected of being corked. And before they could examine it, somebody steals Albert's bat from Dave Phillips' locker in the umpire's locker room and replaces it with a clean bat. 2-1 pitch to Denzel, strike on the outside half of the plate, and it's 2-2. So the burglar, they figured out later, a burglar had gained access to the umpire's room by squirming through an overhead crawl space and then down into the locker room, and wasn't exactly a polished thief. Here's a swing and a miss. Denzel with a rip, and he's out on strike. So pretty good matchup there. Denzel Clark and River Ryan, and Ryan wins the battle. Second strike out of the game for the Drillers right-hander. Here's Lazaro. Bounced out on a really nice play by shortstop Ennis Leonard in the second. Apparently the burglar had left pieces of ceiling tile on the floor, so didn't exactly clean up that for himself, so it was pretty easy to figure how the bat was stolen. Swing line drive into right center field. Base hit for Lazaro. And maybe extra bases. Yes, it is. Going to go all the way to the wall. This might be three. Lazaro in full stride. He'll come around and he'll go into third base standing up. Lazaro Armenteros with a triple to right center field with two men down. Boy, really good swing of the bat. Inside out swing. Sent it in the gap. Got down between him and right and center. Neither Ramos nor Diaz could get there, and it's a two-out triple. And boy, the Rockhounds, with no margin for error, wanted to take advantage of this. Here's Shane McGuire. Bounced out sharply to first baseman Brandon Lewis his first time. It's Lazaro's fourth triple of the year. Makes him one of the league leaders. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. And for Lazaro, by the way, to make sure I get this correct, that's a 13-game on-base streak now. Went 2-for-4 last night, bumped the average up over 200. He's really intriguing. Pitch down and in for a ball, 2-0. Lazaro, again, just looking at his season, was going to be a very intriguing member of this team anyway in the second half. But again, with Hernandez, Harris, and Butler now gone, he's basically the number two run producer on this team. And it becomes all the more interesting to watch. Pitch just outside, 3-0 to Shane. McGuire, left-handed hitter, 204 the average. Three homers, 24 driven in. As a runner at third, two down, and they really play him to pull, do the Drillers in the infield. Left-handed hitter waits. Pitch from Ryan. Strike called. Count goes 3-1. Hounds got a leadoff single in the third, a two-out triple here in the fourth. And I was talking with Bobby earlier today, Bobby Crosby, and the Rockhounds are going to have to manufacture runs a lot the rest of the way. 3-1 pitch, and that's strike two. Boy, that is a perfect pitch by Ryan. Knee-high, 94, outside corner. So a full count to Shane McGuire, and he'll step out and swing at the West Texas breeze one time. Wind has picked up a little bit. It's still right to left, but it is stronger than it was. It's up now to 15-plus. So, again, wind going to be a factor. Pitch to McGuire, ground ball, but right at the shortstop, had it played perfectly. Leonard there, and the Hounds will not be able to take advantage of a two-out triple by Lázaro Armenteros. No runs on the hit, no errors, and a man left on base. Other side of the break will identify that thief in the Albert Bell bat scandal. I don't know if it really was a scandal, but hey, we'll call it such. Why not? At the end of four innings at Momentum Bank Ballpark, our Village Car Wash score of the game remains Tulsa 2, Rock Hounds nothing.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce. Get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It is a summertime Sunday afternoon. That is for certain. We're creeping up the thermometer a little bit now. Is checked here in a couple of moments, but I love it. The readout on my phone initially said 74 degrees. Yes. You need to update that battery system. 96 degrees, so we're moving up a little bit. Now, wind, as mentioned, has increased from time to time, so a little breezier than we were to start this game. 8-9-1 in the Tulsa order. Cody Hosey, Ismael Alcantara, and back up top to Austin Gauthier. 2-0 drillers. Hosey bounced to third his first time up. Pitch right down the middle called strike 0-1. Talking about Albert Bell's bat being confiscated. Indians at the White Sox on this date, 1994. Comiskey Park. I think that was the new Comiskey. 0-1 pitch. That'll get there. Called strike outside corner 0-2. So his bat confiscated. Suspected of being a corked bat placed in the locker of umpire Dave Phillips. But somebody broke into the umpire's locker room through a small crawlway above it, and replaced the bat with a clean bat, swinging a foul out of play. It's 0-2. It wasn't difficult to figure out what had happened, but nobody could really figure out who had done it until the thief confessed, and that was some 5 years later. Indians pitcher, who by then had gone to the New York Yankees. Here's the 0-2. Outside for a ball, one ball, two strikes. Jason Grimsley, in an interview with the New York Times, confessed that it was he who had been the bat thief and tried to help his then-teammate Albert Bell by replacing the corked bat with a clean one. 1-2 pitch, just outside ball two. And that's pretty, well, pretty amazing. Of course, he's a pitcher now. Obviously, he was not pitching that day, so he took his time by finding a crawl space into the umpire's locker room. 2-2 pitch down the way, ball three. So 0-2 is now 3-2 to Cody. Oh, no, he got it. Forgive me. That was a little delayed on the call, and I saw the right arm come up just as I was about to say ball three. So called third strike. 8 strikeouts for Jack Cushing. 3 in a row. And 5 of the last 6. 6 of the last 8. Ismael Alcantara, the batter, singled and scored his first time. Nubs this one foul, and it's 0-1. Well, this ball game, in so many respects, just a kind of a replay of last night's game. Jack Cushing pitching a very good ball game, just River Ryan pitching a little better. The 0-1 pitch, down and away for a ball. It's one ball and one strike. Jason Grimsley again admitted to being the thief and the culprit. He had knocked pieces of ceiling tile onto the floor, so that part of his entry was not exactly professional thievery. Pitched down and in, 2-1. And the only other thing he did that didn't tip it off, but he might have wanted to rethink the act because he was trying to help his teammate Albert Bell. 2-1 pitch, foul back. And, of course, big league guys have their own bats with their names, obviously, on the bat. And the one thing Jason did when he grabbed a clean bat to replace Albert's corked bat, he grabbed one of Paul Sorrento's bats. So, yeah, not quite a success, a swing and a foul bag, 2-2. I'm guessing Albert Bell didn't have a clean bat at that point, but Jason Brinsley, well, you got to give him A for effort, though, that crawl space thing and all of that. Trying to replace a corked bat with a clean one, but wrong guy. Here's a foul tip at the plate. Count stays 2-2. On this date, 1994. I love the thought process of that, too. You're in the dugout, and you're not pitching that day, and Albert Bell gets his bat confiscated. Pitch, did he go? Boy, check swing. Nope. Boy, just held up. Alcantara was really fooled on the pitch. It was way off the plate, but he held up, and the count is 3-2. Nobody on, one down, top of the fifth. Tulsa leads 2-0, and now Alcantara will ask for time. I just love that thought process. Jason Grimsley in the Indians dugout, and Bell's bat gets confiscated, and he says, you know, I think I'll go try to steal that thing. 3-2 pitch. Got him called. Third strike. Alcantara started to walk away toward first base. And he is not happy, but that is strikeout number 9. Boy, Jack Cushing, this time through the order, the second time through. He faced, obviously, 9 batters. Faced the order second time through, struck out 7 of the 9. Gave up an RBI double and a single to the other 2. Pitched down and away as Austin Gauthier takes low and away. 1 ball, no strikes. So Jack Cushing with 9 strikeouts in this game. Breaking pitch swung on and missed, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Gauthier has flown out to right field, and he has struck out in this game. Jack working at a pretty good pace. Delivery, bouncing ball to third base. Nicely handled by Drew Swift to his left. Makes the play and the throw. That's a pretty play. Won't get you a web gem or anybody's highlight reel, but that was a really nicely handled play at third base. Swift to his left made a good play. So, for just the second time in the game, first time since inning number 1, the Drillers go in order. And we go to the bottom half of the fifth. So we're midway through the finale of this quick 3-game series at homestand. And our Village Car Wash score remains the Drillers 2, the Rockhounds nothing.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Jack Winkler and Caden Trinkle will be the first two up. And the two of the new names on the Rockhounds team. Jack 0 for 1, blew out to right his first time, takes down and in from River Ryan 1-0. Again, this first time a double-A for 3 position players, and they face the best pitching staff in the Texas League in their first double-A, 4-A. Pitch outside for ball 2, 2-0. Jack Cushing, by the way, is sneaking up on a career high. He struck out 10 batters once. It was against a Dodgers affiliate in 2021 at single A, pitch high for a ball, three balls and no strikes. That, I think, is the, that's the second 3-0 count. Sure, he went to McGuire, went 3-0 to Shane McGuire, and then ended the fourth inning with a ground out. 3-0 pitch, and that is inside. That's ball four. So Jack Winkler on base, and that brings up something that, we'll certainly focus on, I think, probably the rest of the season, and that is that the Hounds will have to manufacture some runs. So here you have a leadoff walk. Doesn't mean that you're going to bunt every time, but it means you might in a close game. Might put runners in motion. Can be entertaining, but it's going to be a little different look in the second half of the season. Caden Trinkle is the batter, takes inside, does Caden. C-A-E-D-E-N, by the way, the first name. Caden Trinkle, left-handed hitting right fielder. Jack Winkler, now remember, he can run. He had 19 out of 22 stolen bases in Advanced A Lansing. Ground ball on the right side. Base hit! And stopping at second base is Winkler. They throw behind him. He just got back in. Ball was not hit overly deep into right field, and Diaz got there in a hurry. I think Jack had third base on his mind, but put on the brakes, and he hit the deck. So Caden Trinkle is 2-for-2 in this game. Single to center in the second, single to right here in the fifth. So the Hounds have two on, nobody down, and the batter is Saheed Valenzuela. So now does Saheed bunt here? The Drillers are betting on it at least at third base with Cody Hosey. Yep, he will push it, and that is a fair ball. That is outstanding. Throw to first base is in time. That ball right on the chalk. Diego Cartaya decided to go ahead and make the play. That's interesting. But I guess, yeah, if the ball stays fair, of course, it's a base hit. But boy, it was spinning toward the chalk a little bit. Sacrifice goes 2-3. But that is absolutely textbook, and sacrifice bunting, of course, is not a huge part of the game anymore, but we may see more of it in the second half. Now Drew Swift, tying runs in scoring position. One man down, fifth inning. Pitch to Drew, big swing and a miss, comes up empty 0-1. Struck out his first time up. Drew, no home runs, but seven driven in, playing in his 17th game. Third baseman in this contest, slender right-handed hitter, waits, swings, fouls it back, and he's down to the count 0-2. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman on deck. Tulsa 2, Rockhounds nothing, but it's second and third, one away. Infield really has him played to pull. Second baseman Gauthier shading well toward the bag. For all intents and purposes, Brandon Lewis, the only guy on the right side of the infield. Swing the ground ball right there. That will get under the glove. And we've got ourselves a perhaps tie ball game. Throw to the plate. Not going to be in time. Down to second. Swift him. I think he beat it. Now they got him. Drew is out at second base. Two-run single. And a half to tie it. And, man, what a good at-bat that was against a quality pitcher. Drew Swift with an 0-2 single just got under the glove of Gauthier. Austin Gauthier made a tremendous effort at that ball. Just for a moment from my angle, it looked like the ball might have gotten into his glove, but it just got under the glove and into right field. That was a great effort. So the Hounds have tied it. Base is empty, two down. And a bouncer foul by Cooper Bowman. It's 0-1. Drew gets credit, of course, for a single to right field. And then he's thrown out trying to advance to second on the throw home. Throw home looked like it had a chance for a moment. Boy, that thing had me spinning in 18 different directions. Pitch up high for ball 1-1. I thought Gauthier might knock it down. He came within an eyelash of doing so. And thought the play at the plate on Trinkle might be closer. Here's Bowman with a high fly ball to left field. And this is high and deep, and did that get out? It did! Sidewalk souvenir, left field, out of here. Cooper Bowman, and the Hounds lead it 3-2. That thing got into the stratosphere, and Cooper Bowman, with his fifth of the year, touched that dish, young man. 3-2, Rockhounds.
How about the home run dollars for Cooper Bowman?
Well, the bottom of the order got things going, and the top of the order now completes at least this inning. And they come from behind, and the Hounds take the lead 3-2. That was brilliantly put, Buck. So in the inning, as we're going to get a visit to the mound here, well, you look at this, and again, I told you the Rockhounds, of course, do not have as much power as they did. But Cooper Bowman, and we said it earlier in this game, Cooper's got some pop. And with that ball that he sent in the stratosphere in this brilliant blue sky, the only question was fair or foul. And it got down in fair territory out of here. But you recap and look at the inning. Jack Winkler, a leadoff walk. Caden Trinkle, a single to right. Saheed Valenzuela, sacrifice bunt and a beauty. Drew Swift, two-run single. And then Cooper, all on his own with a solo home run. Now Max Muncy, ground ball, up the middle. Leonard there, the shortstop bobbled, throws to first, and not going to get him. Well, we'll see how that will be scored. That's not an easy one. So Muncy will reach with two men down. Boy, that is really tough. That is really tough. Bobbled the ball. Muncy is fast and it will be close. It will be an error, so it will be an E6 on Leonard. And again, that will be one that every hitting coach in the world will want a base hit, and every pitching coach wants an error, and that will go as an error. So Max is on, and here's Denzel. Throw to first base, and Muncy back in the bag. Each team with one error now in the ballgame. 3-2 Hounds in the bottom of the fifth inning. Denzel Clark has flown to center and struck out swinging. Mr. Denzel just low and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. And there is, I believe, yep, there is activity in the Tulsa bullpen. None for the Rockhounds, although, yeah, might be actually. I think both bullpens working. Nobody throwing for the Hounds, but somebody down there. Pitch swung on, rolled up towards shortstop, and Leonard will make this play underhand to second. And, well, they tried the relay on to first, but it's not necessary. That is the third out of the inning. So 6-4 goes the put out at second base. Fielder's choice for Denzel Clark. But the Rockdown scored three times. Three runs on three hits. The error follows the third run coming across, and one man is left on base. So we've played five, and boy, this ball game has taken a bit of a left turn. We'll give you some totals coming up. We played five at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Our broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash. And our score of the game through five, the Hounds now lead it 3-2.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
A three-run fifth inning has the Hounds on top of the series finale. It's 3-2 Hounds with three across in the fifth inning. The Drillers, as they did yesterday, last evening more accurately, single runs in the second and third. This afternoon, a solo home run by Imanol Vargas and an RBI double by Jose Ramos bringing the runs across. Hounds, and we just described the inning to you. Drew Swift, a two-run single. Cooper Bowman, solo home run. And it is a 3-2 ball game. Jorge Juan was indeed warming, and he is now on to pitch. Jack Cushing, really good this afternoon, and of course trailed most of the way as Ramos stands in. Jose takes a called strike. It's Ramos, Leonard, and Vargas here in the Tulsa sixth inning. Jack Cushing give you his pitching line. Terrific performance. Pitch outside from the big right-hander. One ball, one strike. Juan on in relief. Jack Cushing, five innings, four hits, two runs both earned, no walks, nine strikeouts. One shy of his career high. Fourth time he's had nine in the game, swinging a foul back, and the count is 1-2 to Ramos. Jose, a ground out to third base in the first inning, an RBI double in the third. Might have been more. The ball got under the glove of Denzel Clark, and Ramos had at least third base in mind. It flew way up and in. I think he turned into it. Yeah, he did. Boy, that is a tough way to strike out. Ramos turned into that pitch and kind of trying to get out of the way and swung through it. So Jorge won. It's the 10th strikeout of the game for Rockouts pitching. One away, and here's Eddie Sleonard. He's 0 for 2, both on strikes. Ramos hit the deck coming around second base, swinging a chopper foul back to the screen, 0-1. That came with just one man out in the third inning. He drove home a run, but then actually just hit the deck rounding second with third base on his mind, and getting back to the bag, he got thrown out. Pitch up and in. Count goes 1-1. Might not have actually cost the Drillers a run directly, but certainly would have given them a great chance to have scored another one. 1-1 to Leonard, right-handed hitter. Takes on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. Eddie's right-handed hitter at 253 coming in. 9 home runs, 40 driven in. Jorge Juan comes set. Delivery, ooh, did it hit him? Yep, sure did. On a 1-2 pitch, trying to pitch inside and did, but too far in. So tying run on at first base, and well, that's not the guy you want to bring to the plate with a runner on, as Imanol Vargas will be the batter. Vargas homered earlier in this game. So Eddie's Leonard, boy, man, how many pieces of equipment did he have on? Because he took them all off right behind home plate. One, that by picking them up. 2, 3, 4, 5. Guys wearing 5 pieces. I have no idea. I'm sure batting gloves would account for 2 of those. My goodness. The bat boy gets a good tip at the end of this game. Man, he's toting some luggage. So it's one on with one man down, and Imanol Vargas is the batter. Solo home run, and he got all of it back in the second. Struck out in the fourth. Tying run on base. Swinging a foul ball off the bat of the big left-handed hitter. Vargas' home run, we mentioned, was his 12th. RBI is 51st, so he's been really productive, one of the top 10 in the league. Jorge Juan, 6'8", right-hander, delivers his ball fouled away as well. Count quickly 0-2 now to Vargas. I started to give you Jorge Juan's numbers, and my stat sheet is missing. Now, the only reason I find that odd is that I had it here, and I haven't moved, and I don't think the booth has moved. So, kind of like Albert Bell's bat, somebody snuck in and stole it. We'll find it. Jorge Juan with an 0-2 count. Big right-hander comes set. Pitch just outside. The count goes 1-2. There we go. Jorge with his 13th appearance of this season. 0-2, 4.60 ERA. 15 2/3, 13 base hits. Delivery, that's up high. That's ball two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. But it's been command that has been the issue. He has 11 walks against 13 strikeouts. Opposition hits just 228 against him, but again, base runners on bases on balls. 2-2, and that's high and away. So 0-2 is now 3-2. It's a very dangerous hitter. The base runner is Eddie Leonard. He doesn't run a bunch, has 3 steals in 4 attempts. 3-2 count. One man down, and he will draw a quick throw over from Jorge Juan. So we'll see if the Drillers are going to turn the base runner loose. Good lead for Leonard. Not going. Pitch swung on, lifted high in the air, right side of the infield. Foul ground. First baseman will glove that. Will Jack Winkler for the out. So two men down here in the top half of the sixth. The batter is Yusmeil Diaz. Reached on an error and stole second in the second inning, and he singled in the fourth. He's 1-for-2. Jorge Juan out of the bullpen. By the way, another
roster move today. Trey Schupak is up to AAA Las Vegas. Runner goes this time. Pitch way up high. The throw by McGuire. They get him. Yep, that is Shane McGuire. Second baseman Cooper Bowman covers the bag. Caught stealing goes 2-4. Leonhard is thrown out. High throw and a good grab and tag. So it's no runs on a hit batsman, no errors, and one man left on base. Middle of the sixth inning, and we'll give you a little road to the show, a little history between these two franchises. We'll go back a little ways for an amazing performance. Village Car Wash scored in the bottom of the sixth, Rockhounds 3 and Tulsa 2.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Right-hander Ricky Benasco on to pitch. As we go to the bottom half of the sixth, Rockhounds with a 3-2 lead in this one. For River Ryan, 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs. They were all earned. He walked 1, struck out 2. All 3 runs, of course, coming in the fifth inning. He had gotten out of a mini jam or two. But the Hounds with a 3-run bottom of the fifth inning. Lázaro Armenteros, Shane McGuire, and Jack Winkler will be the batters against Benasco, who has recently joined his team. He opened the year, in fact, with Frisco in the Texas League. Lázaro 1-for-2. He's bounced to shortstop and tripled in this game. Takes down and away for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. Right-handed hitter to laced one in the gap to right center field is last time up. That was with 2 men down. Big swing and a miss. Comes up empty. 1-1. Lázaro in the cleanup spot for the Rockhounds this afternoon. Swing and a miss. Chase one down and away, and it's 1-2. Denzel Clark in the 3 spot. So Denzel and Lázaro now are pretty much the, it's kind of the centerpieces of the lineup. That's going to be interesting to watch too over the course of the upcoming weeks. The lineup will settle in. A little tapper back to the mound, didn't mean to, and Benasco will make that play. Throws first for the out, and Armenteros bounces out 1-3. And some key new pieces to the puzzle, and of course, a lot to replace. I was talking with Bobby Crosby in the clubhouse today, and I don't know why, but the numbers put up by Harris, Hernandez, and Butler just committed them to memory because they're rather remarkable. Of course, you're preaching to the choir. You're talking with Bobby. Pitch down low for a ball, but again, you put them into perspective. The three guys hit 302. Between them, 20 home runs, 138 RBIs, 53 doubles, and 8 triples. Fastball strike to McGuire, 1-1 to Shane. Nobody on, 1 down, 6th inning, 3-2 Hounds. That is a, and again, all of that gone in one day. So, man, manager's job is not an easy one. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-1. So it's going to be really, I think, one of the most interesting second halves we've had in a long time, just to see how this club will come together. 2 balls, 1 strike, pitch down and into the shoe tops, and it's 3-1. Astound Broadband Road to the Show. Been a long time ago, but it was on this date, 1978. The Drillers, in fact, had just come to Tulsa. And a swing and a foul straight back, 3-2. Great franchise, of course. And it was, at that time, it was the Midland Cubs. And it was only the 7th year of this franchise's existence, but it was the Cubs and the Drillers. And the Drillers had a 19-year-old Rangers farmhand on the mound that day. Bouncing ball on two hops to first, handled by Brandon Lewis. He will take it himself for the out. Two down in the sixth inning. Here's Jack Winkler. He walked and scored, starting the three-run rally in the fifth inning. Well, the Texas League goes back a whole big long way, back to 1888. So if you set a significant record, that covers some ground, and it remains the record for most strikeouts in a nine-inning game. Jack Winkler swings and pops one foul out of play. The Cubs were the victims that day of a 19-year-old Ranger farmhand who struck out 21 batters in 9 innings. Folks, that's 21 out of 27 outs on strikes. The 0-1 stretch, pitch to the corner, called strike, and it's 0-2. Guy was pretty good, too. Starter and a reliever in the big leagues for a long time, Yankees and Giants. Dave Righetti, who was 19 years old at the time, struck out 21 Midland Cubs. It's still the Texas League record for 9 innings. Check swing, and oh my, he went, and the inning is over. Check swing, strike three. So Jack Winkler out on strikes. Rock downs go in order here in the last of the sixth. Now we have got ourselves a one-run ball game. To the top of the stretch inning we go on Sunday afternoon baseball finale of this quick three-game set. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 3, Drillers 2.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get 5 tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
And on this family day, this Sunday afternoon, that's our great friends at the Midland Reporter Telegram, All American Chevrolet, Academy Outdoors for our family day. We go to the seventh inning, and on the pitch is Grant Holman for the Rockhounds. Right-hander will face Yusniel Diaz to lead it off. First pitch to the outside corner, called strike. One inning for Jorge Juan. One-hit batsman. But a caught stealing is his battery mate, Shane McGuire. Outstanding defensive catcher, and he took care of that. A little looper down the right field side, slicing and dicing, fair or foul. That is a foul ball, boy, by the width of a baseball. When a one-run game, little flare, just a duck snort down that right field line. Man, that's terrifying with that ball in the air. Diaz might have gotten two bases out of that had it dropped fair, but by the said, maybe the width of a baseball. That ball just foul. 0-2 the count. Grant Holman spent a little time on the injured list, but he is back and kind of roughed up his last time out, so that ERA is high at 12.91. But we've seen some good things out of Grant in this 2023 season. I mean, a swing and a miss, that's what I'm talking about. Boy, that pitch down and away on a fastball at 93 and a three-pitch whiff from Grant Holman, which doesn't have a whole lot of innings, so you get roughed up a time or so as a reliever. Of course, those numbers, especially the ERA, can really suffer, but he's got a strikeout. And here is Diego Cartaya. swings and misses, pitch down and away. Cartaya to be followed by Brandon Lewis. We're in the seventh inning. Hounds 3, Drillers 2. Cartaya flew out to left field his first time up, struck out his last time. Grant Holman, right-hander from the stretch, pitch swung on and missed, chased one down and away. Did Cartaya, quick 0-2 count. Grant, 12 strikeouts in 7 2/3 innings coming in. Pitch down and away for a ball. It's 1-2, so obviously good stuff. Question is harnessing it and just putting pieces together at the double-A level, but that's what it's all about anyway. Cartaya, right-handed hitter, Diego at 196 coming into the game. Hounds play him to pull all across the infield. Doesn't matter, swing and a miss, and Holman got him to chase the same pitch Diaz did. So back-to-back whiffs for Grant Holman, a dozen strikeouts overall for the Hounds. It somehow eluded me last evening, didn't say it anyway, but both staffs last night struck out 13 batters. Hounds have a dozen here this afternoon with two men down in the seventh inning. Brandon Lewis takes that's a strike of the knees in the outside corner, 0-1. Lewis a strikeout victim in the second and again in the fifth, both of those against Jack Cushing, 2 of his 9. It's just down and in, 1 ball and 1 strike to count. Mentioned Trey Schupach going up to AAA, and boy, if you met Trey as much as once, you can't help but be happy for him. He's one of the really good guys. What a great perspective on the game. Pitch to the corner just outside. It's 2-1. Missed some time due to injury, and Trey's just one of those guys. And it's genuine. It's not an act. He has a genuine appreciation for putting on the uniform and playing the game, and I really like that swinging a foul out of play, 2-2. So he makes the jump. Love the A's, again, the A's organizational ladder. Of course, Stockton is now low A. That's the California League. Then Lansing, the Lugnuts in the Advanced A Midwest League. And you come to the Permian Basin. If you take the next step, you find yourself in Vegas. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled away. Still a 2-2 count. Brandon Lewis, 195, coming into this game. He's been not necessarily an everyday, but close to everyday player for the Drillers. Right-handed hitter, stance slightly open, upright. Gets that lead leg up in the air as his timing device. Pops one right side, giving a look, and oh, my goodness, just two rows over the screen and into the seats. Jack Winkler gave it a good long look to the Rock County's first baseman. So 2-2. Yet again, ball took a big old high hop up into the seats. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody on, and 2 men down. Lewis waits, pitched by Holman, tempted but did not go. 3 balls and 2 strikes. So the count now full, bases empty, 2 away. Holman's pitch, swung on, lifted in the air, center field. Denzel on the move, and he'll get there and track it down in right center. So a couple of strikeouts and a fly ball, and the inning is over. Grant Holman with a 1-2-3 seventh inning. Going for the second consecutive ball game. These teams, both of them getting very good pitching, not a whole bunch of offense. Non-Googleable trivia coming up. A little more on Ronald Acuna Jr. Remarkable number that he is chasing. Take me out to the ball game time on our Village Car Wash score of the game. The Rockhounds 3 and Tulsa 2.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Right-hander Ryan Sublett is on to pitch. Rick Even Asco with a 1-2-3-6 inning out of the Tulsa bullpen. So 1-2-3 with a strikeout for Vanasco to keep this a 3-2 ball game. And now it's Ryan Sublett, and he will face the bottom third of the order. But that's the bulk of the group that got things going for the Rockhounds in the fifth inning. It actually began with the number six hitter, Jack Winkler, who walked. And Caden Trinkle with a single. Saeed Valenzuela sacrifice bunt. And Drew Swift, a two-run single. It'll be Trinkle, Valenzuela, and Swift here in the seventh inning. We were talking last evening about Ronald Acuna Jr., remarkable stuff. We're talking about pursuing a 40-40 season. If he gets there, and he's on pace for 38 homers and 75 steals, if he gets there, he would be only the fifth player ever joining Barry Bonds, Alex Rodriguez, Jose Canseco, and Alfonso Soriano. Now here's Caden Trinkle, and he takes a little check swing, did not go, one ball, no strikes. Sublett, a right-hander, mentioned Tulsa has, in fact, just one left-hander on the pitching staff. Sublett leans forward at the waist, very animated on the mound, delivers outside ball 2-2-0. Give you another number, and mentioned it, or started to last evening, so we'll use it as our non-Googleable here this afternoon. Another number that Acuna Jr. in that amazing season is chasing is a swing and a miss. The count goes 2-1. Fastball at 93 from Sublett. Well, he's got some deception. That was 93, so that's just good old-fashioned fastball, but he's got some deception in that motion. Little turn. Now a leg kick. Delivery way low on that side for a ball. Count goes 3-1. Trinkle is a left-handed hitter, is Caden. Saeed Valenzuela, a switch hitter, so a couple of left-handers. But, boy, right-handers, I would have to think, tough to pick up that baseball against Sublett. Drops down to that right side, fires, and up, that's down low. So, boy, what a nice afternoon for Caden Trinkle. He's 2-for-2 with a run scored, and he's walked now to open the inning. Here's Saeed Valenzuela. Ronald Acuna Jr. is on pace easily for 20 home runs. I mean, he's almost there, and he's on pace for 75 steals, so that would be more than 20 home runs and more than 70 stolen bases. Pitch down and in. Boy, and a quick throw by Cartaya behind the runner at first base. Pitch was down and in to the left-handed hitting Saeed Valenzuela. Cartaya made the catch and then threw behind the runner very quickly. Fairly close at first. One ball, no strikes. Saeed 0-for-1, but with a key sacrifice bunt. Set the table, and Drew Swift brought home the tying runs moments later. Saeed takes up high for a ball. It's 2-0. That in the fifth inning. 20-70 might not quite be as impressive, I guess, on the surface as a 40-40 season, but in some ways, even more so. Toss over to first base. It's a lob toss. There have been only four 40-40 players. You mentioned Bonds, Rodriguez, Canseco, and Soriano. But there have been only three 20-70 guys in big league history. 20 home runs, 70 steals. Pitch, that'll get the outside half. It's 2-1. And in fact, there have been three occurrences, but more accurately, only two different players have ever done it. Who might they be? 20 home runs and 70 steals in the same year. Check swing, did he go? They're going to appeal. Nope, did not. 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Caden Trinkle is the base runner. The batter, Saeed Valenzuela. Drew Swift on deck. Bottom third of the order here in the seventh. Sublett comes set. Twist in the pitch, and that's ground ball. Left side got a chance. Base hit for Saeed, and that'll put runners at first and second. Sent that one the opposite way, and Valenzuela with a base hit. So now it is 2-1, nobody down. Drew Swift, the batter. Drillers are going to try to get, I think, the attention of center fielder Jose Ramos, maybe to move him a little bit. 2-1, nobody down. Walking a base hit. Pitch to Drew, did look to bunt. Breaking pitch way outside. He drew the bat back. One ball, no strikes. threw his 1-for-2, two-run single, got it into right field just under the glove of a diving Austin Gauthier. Drove in a couple and tied the game. Drops one down and come to first base, and that will go 3-4 on the sacrifice. Well, it's really interesting. I'm glad I had the conversation with Bobby earlier today because he was telling me in the clubhouse today that you're going to see more of that. You're going to drop down some bunts. Doesn't mean every time, but this is a very close game. So first and second, nobody out. Same scenario in the fifth inning when the Hounds trailed 2-0 and a couple of successful sacrifice bunts. Now Cooper Bowman, who homered his last time, and that's the difference in the game. Takes a called strike outside corner 0-1. Infield in all the way around. Hounds 3, Drillers 2, bottom of the 7th, 2nd and 3rd, 1 out. Right-handed hitter waits. Sublet's pitch backs up, swung on and popped up into center field. Well, this care's going to carry enough, perhaps, I would think. Catch will be made, and the throw will be cut off. Sacrifice fly. Cooper drives in his second of the game. Boy, that is textbook. Exactly what Bobby Crosby was talking about with me earlier today. That's a walk, a single, a sack bunt, and a sack fly. And it gets back to being kind of a scrappy team, and the Hounds are going to have to be that way. And I would quickly add, that can be a fun style of baseball to watch. So it's 4-2. Max Muncie, a check swing. He was fooled on that pitch to the dirt, but Shaheed will not try to move up. So 0-1 to Max. He's 0-for-3. Bounced out twice and reached on an error, which was a close play, by the way, but the ball was bobbled by shortstop Eddie Leonard. So Max Muncie at the plate, moving to the 2 spot in this game. Hounds shortstop. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. 0-2. Of course, in addition to just the way the Rockhounds will play the game, you have the adjustment for the newest guys on the roster, and really for a lot of guys, just swinging a foul tip, got a tiny piece of it, sends it back to the screen 0-2. And of course, for these guys, they didn't even get a chance to get in the frying pan. They were in the fire right away, facing, again, top pitching staff in the Texas League and the Tulsa Drillers. 0-2 count. Muncy waits. Runner in scoring position. Pitch to Mash. Sends one down the left field side. Fair or foul is the question, and that is going to be a foul ball. Well, I was watching it getting a little anxious, and Bobby Crosby just basically reached his hand out and said, no, foul ball. So the count is 0-2. Bobby had a much better look anyway, of course. Denzel Clark would be next. We're in the bottom of the 7th inning. Base runner is Saeed Valenzuela. Rockhounds lead 4-2. Max Muncy, right-handed hitter. Takes down and away for a ball, 1-2. And boy, we have already seen evidence that he can flat-out play shortstop. He was terrific last evening, although a couple of infield singles and one of the more amazing fielder's choices I think I've seen in a long time. 1-2 pitch, swings and misses, chased one down and away. Well, that is going to happen. That's part of the learning process. The inning is over, but the Rockhounds get, boy, interesting, one run, one hit, a walk, a sack bunt, a sacrifice fly, and one man left on base. I will get you our trivia answer on the other side along with quick numbers on this game. We go to the top of the 8th. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 4 in Tulsa 2.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Sunday afternoon series finale at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds trailed early 2-0. They have come back now and lead this game 4-2 as we go to the eighth inning. For the Rockhounds and the Drillers, the totals look like this. Tulsa, 2 runs on 4 hits and an error, 2-4-1 for Tulsa. Rockhounds have 4 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error, 4-6-1 for the Rockhounds. Each team a solo home run. Evanall Vargas, his 12th of the year for Tulsa, and Cooper Bowman, go ahead, swing of the bat, his 5th of the year. So in the 8th, back to work is Grant Holman, delivers up high to Cody Hosey, 8-9-1 in the Tulsa order in the 8th inning. Grant, second man out of the bullpen, third pitcher for the Hounds on the day, pitched down and in, 2 balls and no strikes. Hosey has bounced to third and struck out looking. He's 0 for 2. Tall, slender, right-handed hitter. Wheels that bat around a couple of times. Bright white batting gloves in both hands. Swings and sends a high fly ball left field. Fair or foul is the question. And the answer is a foul ball. We've had some activity going down that left field line. 2 balls and 1 strike to count. Final game of this series. Teams have split the first two. Final meeting of the year between these teams, unless they were to meet, as they have a couple of times in the playoffs. High fly ball left field, well struck, high and deep, turn in and watch, and that ball has got a chance, and that is gone. Cody Hosey drives one out of here. And it is a 4-3 game. Boy, he launched that. That is the high wall in straightaway left field, found the grass berm behind it, and Cody Hosey's 5th of the year is the 3rd home run of this Sunday afternoon, and it is, again, a 1-run game. It's 4-3. So here is Ismael Alcantara in a 4-3 contest now. So no sooner do we give you the totals than they have changed. Holman delivers. That's called strike 0-1. Top of the order on deck. So it'll be Alcantara, Gauthier, and Ramos in the inning. Alcantara 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. He also struck out, takes down and in for a ball. It's 1 ball, 1 strike. Well, it is no longer non-Googleable. You probably could have gone to the library and rented a book in the meantime, but our trivia for the day really found it. There's so many interesting things about Acuna's year. Swing and a miss, it's 1-2. Of course, you have Luis Arraez chasing 400, although that's a long ways to go. But Acuna, boy, just having a sensational season. A bouncer foul, 1-2. One of the amazing superstars in this game. If he has 20 home runs and 70 stolen bases, and he is on pace for both, home runs somewhat easily and stolen bases, he is on pace, it would only be the 4th time in big league history. So we got a visit to the mound here from Shane McGuire. Only the 4th time in history. And the previous 3 times, all in the 1980s, the late 80s, Eric Davis did it once with 27 homers and 80 steals, and the other, and I guess it makes sense, is Ricky Henderson, who did it twice. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss. So whatever Shane McGuire said, that worked out well. A swinging strike 3, one man down in the 8th inning. So second straight game, the Rockhounds have 13 strikeouts as a team, and here is Austin Gauthier. Ricky had 28 home runs and 87 stolen bases and 24 and 80 in his 2 2070 seasons. But you use something only done 3 times previous in baseball like that. That's pretty amazing. Pitch down low to Gauthier, ball 1. Austin 0 for 3. He has flown to right, struck out looking, and bounced out to third on a nice pick by Drew Swift. Base is empty, 1 down, but 1 run in. It's 4-3. Gauthier swings and bounces 1 foul. The count squares at 1-1. Jose Ramos
who has an RBI for the Drillers, is on deck. They must have activity in the bullpen. The Iron Grant Holman. One ball, one strike. This pitch swung on, lifted high in the air to center field, but Denzel, I think, has room. Boy, still going back. Denzel at the wall leaps up, and that ball is high off the wall. Boy, that thing just kept on going. You can watch Denzel track that ball. He got to the wall, made a leap, and came close, but the tying run is at second base on a double off the high wall in left center field off the bat of Austin Gauthier. Boy, another well-hit ball. As Denzel tracked it, you knew he at least had it in his sights, but then that thing just kept on going. And again, the breeze is right to left, and I'm sure it pushed a little bit. It is slightly outward. So now here's Ramos, and he's the go-ahead run. Takes a backup pitch for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Solo home run by Cody Hosey. One out double by Gauthier. 4-3 the score. The Drillers with a tying run in scoring position. And one of the league's best run producers at the plate, pitch to Ramos. Didn't mean to, Tapper, and that is under the glove of the pitcher Holman, but retrieved nicely by Cooper Bowman. 4-3 put out, advancing to third is Gauthier. About two or three of those today, really check swings, did not mean to go. And that one almost turned into a base hit. Here comes Bobby Crosby out of the dugout, and he will make the move. So Grant Holman, a 1-2-3 seventh, but gets into trouble here in the eighth inning. Grant will go 1 2/3, gives up two base hits. One run is responsible for the man on base. No walks and three strikeouts. So it's a runner at third. Two men down here in the eighth inning. Rockhounds will go to the bullpen. I want to say Calvin Coker, and it is. It has been utilized a bunch. So Calvin will face Eddie's Leonard with a tying run 90 feet away. Teams will, as we said, part company. Would love to see Tulsa again. These two teams were to meet again, it would be for the Texas League title. And, of course, in 2014 and again in 2017, they met in the Texas League Championship, the first and the last of the Rockhounds four-peat in two just tremendous series. Particularly, I thought 2017 was an amazing playoff series. After coming ever so close that season, Drillers won it all in 2018. So I guess we can you always hold out hope for that good kind of stuff. But otherwise, this Tulsa is one of my favorite spots and stops on the Texas League Tour. And always wish right in front of the staff, we know a lot of those folks for a good long while. So our friends in Tulsa, all the very best the rest of this 2023 season. And our thoughts and however you choose to express it, thoughts and prayers will be with Scott Hennessy, again, Tulsa manager, who is undergoing treatment for cancer. And our thoughts and prayers with Scott. Hope he is back very soon. Great, just a tremendous baseball man. So all good thoughts. Eddie's Leonard is the batter. Calvin Coker ready to go. And the first pitch is high and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. No, this one, 4-3. Hounds lead, but Tulsa with one run already across in the inning. Runner third, two down. Leonard, right-handed hitter. Pitch from Coker. Big swing and a miss. He's late on a off-speed pitch. One ball, one strike. Even all Vargas, who has homered in this game, is on deck. But there are two men down. This is Coker versus Leonard. Again, the runner is at third. Coker's pitch just outside, framed by Shane McGuire. Didn't quite get there, 2-1. Leonard in this game, 0-2 with a hit by pitch and a caught stealing. Right-handed hitter. Pitch from Coker. swung on, hit in the air, center field. Denzel is there, and now drifts back a little bit. That wind is picked up a bit. He will make the catch for the out. Anything hit in the air in this ballpark, and you get wind of 15-plus, and that's going to move a six-ounce baseball. Denzel hauls it in, so it's one run, two hits, no errors, one man left on base. And we have ourselves a one-run ball game as we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Our broadcast is brought your way by Village Car Wash. And after 7.5, our score of the game, the Rockhounds lead the Tulsa Drillers 4-3.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Denzel Clark leads it off in the Rockhounds, 3, 4, and 5 in the order, with Lazaro Armenteros and Shane McGuire to follow. Jack Little on the pitch, and he fires a strike to Denzel to start the last of the eighth inning. So, and Drillers also going to the bullpen here. Pitch low and away for a ball, one ball and one strike. One inning for Ryan Sublett. Gave up one run on one base hit. Walk, sack fly, sack bunt, manufactured run for the Hounds. Pitch to the outside corner, gets there, called strike to Denzel, and the count goes 1-2. So Jack Little, right-hander out of the bullpen with a 1-2 pitch up and in, ball 2, 2-2 to Denzel. He is 0-3 in the game. It's flown to center field, struck out, and bounced into a fielder's choice. Right-handed hitter waits. Big swing and a miss, and he is out on strikes. So an 0-for-4 for Denzel Clark in this ballgame. Fifth team strikeout for Tulsa pitching in this one. And Lazaro Armenteros, the batter, he is 1-for-3 with a triple. Jack Little making his fourth appearance, making his fifth, forgive me, in his first four appearances, 8.31 earned run average. Pitch misses to Lazaro over ball one. 4 1/3 innings, 4 base hits, 5 walks, 5 strikeouts. Right-hander delivers and sends one high and away, ball two, it's 2-0. On the Tulsa ninth, Emanuel Vargas, and he has already homered in this game. In the middle third of the order, swing and a miss. Lazaro chased one, maybe a bit up and away. It'll be Vargas, then Yusniel Diaz and Diego Cartaya in the ninth for Tulsa. 4-3 at this moment, Hounds with the lead. 2-1 pitch, and Lazaro takes down and away, ball 3-3-1. Bounced out on a good play by shortstop Eddie Leonard in the second, tripled with two outs in the fourth, and tapped out to pitcher Ricky Venasco in the sixth inning. 1-for-3. Takes down and in. That's ball four. So Lazaro, good day at the plate. 1-for-3 with a triple and a walk. The triple had already extended his on-base streak to 13 games. I think I said 11 yesterday, and I was shortchanging him by one. Shane McGuire. Shane 0-for-3. bounced out sharply to first baseman Brandon Lewis. His first time up, he's bounced out twice, in fact, Brandon, and once to shortstop. Shane trying to bunt, but they will push that one foul. 0-1 is the count. Shane looking to break out of a rough stretch of late. And tremendous behind the plate. Really good defensive catcher. Left-handed hitter waits. Count is no balls and a strike. Wee outside. Cartaya goes and gets it. Shane at the plate, though, his last 19 games, including today, actually, his last 20, just 8 for 64. A swing and a foul away. Count one ball and two strikes. And, of course, he is a catcher and first baseman. Rockhounds have three players who can catch. All three also play first base. William Simonite, J.J. Schwarz. Swinging a foul out of play. But even if you're not a full-time catcher, you still, boy, the wear and tear over the course of a season. Get into the second half, and especially into August and final weeks of the season in September. And, man, the physical toll is tremendous. One ball, two strikes, runner goes. Pitch is taken. Here comes the throw. Got a chance, put the tag on him. Oh, ball got loose. So Lazaro will steal second base. Count is 2-2 to Shane McGuire, and the steal for Lazaro is his fourth, his second of this series. Good throw, and I think that the throw been hung on to might have gotten him, but I think bang enough that will be a steal. So 2-2 to count, and Shane takes outside for ball three, 3-2. Full count now to the left-handed hitter. Jack Winkler on deck. Caden Trinkle in the hole. 3-2 pitch. Now outside ball four. And that's something that Shane has done. He is, even with not a lot of base hits perhaps over certain stretches, but he has drawn his share of walks and part of somebody else's share too. Out to the mound goes Diego Cartaya to talk to Jack Little. So a couple of walks in the inning. 2-1 with one man down, and Jack Winkler will be the batter. Jack walked, leading off the fifth inning. And that would start the game-tying and go-ahead rally for the Rockhounds. Tied it on a two-run single by Drew Swift and took the lead moments later on a Cooper Bowman home run. Cooper's sacrifice fly on that manufactured run in the seventh right now, the difference in the game. Swinging a line drive in the left center field, a base hit. That's going to drive home at least one. That'll get down. That's going for extras. That's going to be a two-run extra base hit. Jack Winkler, welcome to Double-A Baseball. First hit as a Rockhound drives in two. Boy, I mean, this game has been textbook of what Bobby Crosby wants this team to do and thinks that they will need to do to be successful. Take advantage of base runners. And that, I think, is going to be it for Jack Little. Two-run double Jack Winkler. He has scored one, and he's driven in two, and he just ripped that thing into left center field. Let's see. Was there anybody in the bullpen that wasn't watching? Has to be up. They're going to make the change. So Jack Little, a strikeout to open the inning, but then a walk, a second walk, and a two-run double by Jack Winkler. So all three of the position players who have joined the Hounds from Lansing have contributed here in their first 3 days as members of the Rockhounds. Caden Trinkle will come to the plate next. He has scored twice. He's 2-for-2 plus a walk, but two runs scored in this game. And we'll check the man on the mound for the Drillers. Want to make sure we get the right man identified. Conference on the mound with his catcher. And that is interesting because there is no number 26 on the roster that we were given, and number 26 is on the mound, I do believe. Wes just did what I did. We have no idea who this is because there is no 26 on the roster, so see if Dennis Higgins can help me out from next door. I do believe we are about to. I think we'll get this. New pitcher, and I've got to check the first name. And again, I'm guessing there's been a move made, but Betancourt is on the pitch, and I will grab a first name. At least I think I will. So it'll be a runner, and I will, believe me, we'll fill in the blank here shortly. Betancourt on to pitch. He'll face Caden Trinkle with a runner at second, two runs across, and one man down in the inning. Rockhounds now lead the game with a score of 6-3. And a breaking pitch called strike to Caden, who has singled twice and been drawn a base on balls and again scored. In both the fifth and the seventh innings, Saheed Valenzuela on deck. Pitch to the back door, quick call, strike two, 0-2 count. Jack Winkler, of course, is the base runner after driving home a pair. So the Hounds now with a three-run advantage. Right-hander delivers, pitch down and in, tempted but not going. Caden Trinkle already had a base hit but is driven in, scoring the two runs, I beg your pardon, the RBIs for Jack Winkler. Delivery, and that is in the dirt and advancing to third base is Winkler. So on the wild pitch, it's two balls and two strikes. So Rockhounds trying to add more here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Trevor Betancourt. I'm fumbling all over the place. Trevor Betancourt is the new pitcher. It's always nice to have a first name. Sorry, Trevor. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch, a swing and a miss, and out on strikes is Trinkle. So he's retired for the first time in this game is Caden. And that will bring up Saheed Valenzuela, and he too has had a very good game. Sacrifice bunt that set the table for a two-run single for Drew Swift that tied the game in the fifth inning. And Saheed singled, helping set up a run in the seventh. Runner at third base, two men down, takes on the outside corner, called strike from Betancourt. Trevor, by the way, has been with the Drillers, but on the roster we had, he was not active. He had been on the IL or DL. I recognize the last name, just didn't have the first. There's a little nubber foul, and the count is no balls and two strikes. Left-handed hitter at the plate, switch hitter. Runner at third with two men down, and now wanting a new baseball is a Tulsa right-hander. Jack Little went one-third. He had one base hit, two runs both earned. He's responsible for Winkler at third base. A couple of walks and a strikeout for Jack Little. Now Trevor Betancourt looking to get out of this inning. Delivery just up a bit high, and the count goes 1-2. So he balanced well, playing left field for the Rockhounds in this ball game. Infielder, of course, as well. One ball, two strikes, runner at third. This is Saheed, bounced foul over toward the first base dugout. Well, these two teams have really shaded the infields, maybe a little bit more than we've seen recently. At least it appears that way. Shortstop Leonard against Valenzuela really shading back toward the bag. Second baseman Gauthier about halfway between first and second. Swinging a hard hit ball right side, and it is deflected by Lewis, retrieved by Gauthier. Throws to the pitcher, Betancourt covering for the out. Oh, what a play that was. Brandon Lewis had the ball get under his glove, but Gauthier arranged to his left on the edge of the grass, made the play, and Betancourt with a terrific job to cover the bag and to get the out. So the eighth inning is in the books, but a huge two-run double by Jack Winkler. And we'll go to the top of the ninth. Village Car Wash score, Rockhound 6, Tulsa 3.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 citywide total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion. Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Top of the ninth, and Emanuel Vargas will lead it off. Boy, those two runs in the eighth inning really changed the complexion of the game as Vargas is swinging and a miss at Calvin Coker's first offering. Calvin got the final out of the eighth inning, and now we'll bid to close the door. Pitch to the outside corner, down and away, 1-1. Vargas has already homered in the game, and again, it was a 6-2, is now 6-3. It was 4-3 going to the last of the eighth. 1-1 pitch is bounced foul wide of first base. It's 1-2. Hounds had a couple of opportunities early, had the leadoff single in the third. That went by the boards. A two-out triple in the fourth, but of course two down before the three-bagger. But in the fifth, seventh, and eighth, Rockhounds really taking advantage of opportunities. Two hopper out to second. Cooper Bowman right there. Throw to first base for the out, and the bell will toll one time on this Sunday afternoon, and it's 6-3 with one out in the top of the ninth inning. Yusniel Diaz will be in the batter. He's 1-for-3. Reached on an error and stole a base in the second. Singled in the fourth and struck out in the seventh inning. Right-handed hitter. Drew Swift, nearly a new no-doubles defense. Out no matter, line drive left field. Saheed will get over and cover that, but boy, Diaz just ripped it. Well, you can shift and move and do all those good kind of things, but there are certain swings of the bat that just, frankly, there's just no way to defend it. That was just a low, sharp line drive. Too high for the infielders, and just a line drive that no chance for anybody to get to. So a base hit and a swing and a high fly ball off the bat of Cartaya into right field, but drifting over and with room there to make the play is Trinkle, and there are two men down as Caden will tuck that away. So the bell will toll again, and it's two down with one man on in the ninth inning. Boy, again, how much did that two-run last of the eighth inning, the two-run double by Jack Winkler, changes the complexion? Otherwise, that's the tying run at first base. Brandon Lewis, the batter, he's 0-for-3. Pitch by Coker, swing and a miss, and boy, that is Calvin Coker at his best right there. Breaking pitch away, just baffling. 0-1 the count. And Swift shading the line sharply at third base. One on, two out. Pitch from Coker just outside and low from Calvin. 1-1. Jack Cushing went the first five in this game. He departed the mound with a 2-0 deficit, but pitch drops low and the count goes 2-1. But before Jorge Juan came on in the sixth inning, the Rockhounds had scored three in the bottom of the fifth inning to take the lead. So Jack remains a pitcher of record. Coker trying to close it. 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Count evens up. Two balls and two strikes. Boy, Calvin again, two really good breaking pitches to Brandon Lewis. Lewis, a couple of strikeouts against Cushing and flew out against Trent Holman to center field. 2-2, one on, two out of the ninth. Pitch by Coker, bouncing ball to third base, swift right there, makes the play, sets up, throws, ball game. And the Rockhounds win the series. And boy, the production, which included a home run, Cooper Bowman. So the Hounds get one with a big swing by Cooper, and everything else was really manufactured in this game. And, well, I mean to tell you, that is absolute textbook of what Bobby Crosby was talking to me about earlier today, as I mentioned. That is important stuff. So the new look Rockhounds, and again, remember, this series began with the multiple moves being made. So I was kidding earlier today, Rockhounds 2.0, but they win the series. And so the exchange of the high fives outside the dugout, the guys will board the bus and head to Corpus Christi probably before evening time even sets in, and will next take the diamond on Tuesday against the Hooks at Whataburger Field. Drillers are headed for Springdale, Arkansas, with a quick stop, I think, in Tulsa. And they'll take on the Naturals next week before heading for home. So a quick three-game series is in the books. And the Rockhounds win this one by the final score of 6-3 and win the series 2-1, their 10th win against 5 defeats in the first 15 games of the second half of this Texas League season. So we wish the Drillers all the very best the rest of the way and tip our caps to the Rockhounds in a series and a Sunday afternoon victory. Gentlemen, one and all, this Bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud, the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Rockhounds defeat the Drillers by the final score of 6-3. And it looks like everything is in the books and nicely updated. Boy, good job over there, John, that away. 6-3, the Rockhounds win it. Each team 7 hits. Each team had 1 error. The Drillers with 4 men left on base. Rockhounds stranded 5. There were 3 home runs in the game. Evanall Vargas, his 12th of the year for Tulsa. That was solo in the second. Cooper Bowman, his 5th of the year, solo in the 5th. That gave the Hounds a 3-2 lead. And the solo home run by Cody Hosey in the 8th inning, his 5th of the season, that made it at that point a 4-3 ball game. Rockhounds adding 2 runs in the last half of the 8th inning, and those were certainly runs that put a whole different feel to the 9th inning. And Tulsa did have a man on base in the 9th. 2 hours, 18 minutes of baseball daylight time, 1,908 watched it on a Sunday afternoon with temperatures. Of course, we started right about 90, and we're flirting with triple digits as we speak. Winning pitcher is Jack Cushing, 4-3, struck out 9 batters, gave up 2 runs on 4 base hits over 5 innings, no walks and 9 Ks, and Jack is the winner. He is 4-3. The loss to River Ryan, who falls to 1-4. A hold for Jorge Juan. And I better update my card with that. I almost forgot to give the guys their due. A hold for Grant Holman and a save for Calvin Coker. That is his 2nd of the season. Quick second look before we pack the bags on the way. And from Momentum Bank Ballpark, our final Village Car Wash score of the game on this Sunday afternoon. The Rockhounds 6 and the Tulsa Drillers 3.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg,
breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
Well, the short series out of the All-Star break is in the books, and from this point on, there are 9 weeks remaining in the 2023 season. Each of those will be a six-game series of Tuesday through Sunday variety. And in this short set, the Rockhounds win the first and the final game of this series, and this afternoon, 6-3 is the final. Drillers got on the board in the top of the second inning. Imanol Vargas with a towering home run to right field. Solo shot. It was 1-0. Drillers, as they did yesterday, scoring in the second and third. Leadoff single by Ismael Alcantara goes to second on the pass ball. He will score on a double by Jorge Ramos. The ball was hit to center field. Denzel Clark kind of got caught in between. Ball got under his glove and rolled all the way toward the track and straightaway center, where Saeed Valenzuela backed it up. Ramos looked like he would get to third base at least, but he absolutely slipped and fell rounding second base and was actually caught off the bag and tagged out for the second out of the inning. So certainly bad break for the Drillers in the third, but they took a 2-0 lead. Rockhounds got a leadoff single from Caden Trinkle in the third inning, but that went by the boards, as did a two-out triple by Lazaro Armenteros in the fourth inning. But in the fifth, and this is just textbook for what the Rockhounds and you and I will look for in this second half, Jack Winkler, a leadoff walk. Caden Trinkle, a sharp single into right field. Saeed Valenzuela dropped down a beautiful sacrifice bunt. And Drew Swift, a two-run single to right field. That tied the game. Hounds have some guys who have a little bit of pop, and Cooper Bowman is one of those. A solo home run moments later, and that gave the Hounds a 3-2 lead that they would not relinquish. Cooper with his fifth of the season. Hounds added a run in the seventh, and again, look at how they did it. Leadoff walk for Caden Trinkle. Single by Saeed Valenzuela. Sacrifice bunt by Drew Swift. And a sacrifice fly by Cooper Bowman, his 27th RBI, second of the game, and that will turn out to be the game winner. In the top of the eighth inning, the Drillers will make it 4-3. Cody Hosey with a solo home run high over the wall in left field. And a one-out double by Austin Gauthier put the tying run in scoring position. But Jose Ramos grounds out against Grant Holman, and Eddie Leonard flies out to center against Calvin Coker. It was still 4-3. The Hounds in the eighth, and again, taking advantage of opportunity. Back-to-back walks, Lazaro Armenteros and Shane McGuire. Two-run double by Jack Winkler in the gap to left center field. First two ribbies at the double-A level. First hit, in fact, at the double-A level with the Rockhounds for Jack Winkler. It is a two-run double, and man, changed the complexion of the game, made it 6-3, and that is where the game will end. Yusniel Diaz a single in the ninth inning, but Calvin Coker retires the next two batters and closes the door. So 6-3 is the final, and the Rockhounds now improved to 10-5 in the second half of this season. They will do no worse than share first place in the Texas League South Division. Only 15 of 69 games in, remember. But we'll see what the Amarillo Sod Poodles will do if they are playing later. I should have double-checked. I believe they played this evening at Hodgetown. We'll check that. We'll pack the bags. We'll wrap it up in just a moment when Rockdown's Radio continues and concludes.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one ton, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focused Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Next up for the Drillers, as mentioned, Springdale, Arkansas. Six games set with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals beginning on Tuesday, and they'll be back home with the Drillers at One Oak Field a week from Tuesday. And for the Rockhounds, it's Corpus Christi, Texas. Have most of the rotation, but the only spot missing is the guy who would get the first and the last starts. Not sure who that will be. Ryan Cusick will go on Tuesday. Joey Estes will follow Wednesday. Blake Beers Thursday. And Jack Cushing, who got the win today, will go on Friday. I'm leaving somebody out. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday with Cushing. There we go. And then the first and final games, that is a TBA at least for right now. And the Rockhounds roster stands at 26, too shy of filled up. So we'll see who will take that spot in the rotation. I mentioned Trey Schupak going up to AAA, so a spot in the bullpen also open. We'll get you updated on that when we greet you from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. That, I do believe, is a 7:05. Is it 6:35? Sorry, 6:35 on Tuesday. Kind of took a page out of the Rockdown's book, starting a little early. Their games on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I think, are all 6:35, so that's when we will join you, around about 6:25 or so from the beach on Tuesday. It is absolutely clear to me that I had enough brain power only for three games, and that is now absolutely run out. So we'll just say thank you so much for spending part of your weekend with us here with Rockhounds Radio. Bob Hard's here for all of us with the Hounds. The Hounds win this game with a final score of 6-3, and boy, it's Rockhounds 2.0. But a successful start with a series win, 2-1, over the Tulsa Drillers. With our final 6-3, we will say so long, Red, so long, Leo, so long, Mr. Scully. And until Tuesday when we greet you from the beach, so long, my friends from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.